The Commerce Department recently hired its first ever chief data officer. The inaugural role went to Ian Kalin. He's a Navy veteran and came over from the private sector, having worked at Google and startups, including Socrata. There, he helped modernize data and transparency programs. His first day on the job at Commerce was Monday. He told me more about this new position.
A chief data officer provides guidance and strategy to help a organization manage and release information and data so that it can fuel products and services.
And how does that relate to the whole function of the CIO and the CTO and all of those other computer-related functions that also, you know, that are also in agencies?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's actually a lot of diversity in approaches between CIOs and chief technology officers and chief data officers. I have found in my experience that organizations approach that differently, whether in the private sector or the public sector. And a lot of it really depends on the core function of that organization. If you are a data-driven bureau, then there are different resources and tools and people, processes that relate to that function. But in a lot of perhaps non-tech-focused organizations, the role of the CIO, which is one of the oldest ones in this information technology space, that tends to own a lot more of those functions. And so even with tremendous diversity, the way that the Commerce Department is approaching this is, we'll say, a collaboration and a partnership between different leaders and organizations. The Commerce Department is very diverse, 12 bureaus, with diverse objectives and missions that span from outer space to the deepest depths of the ocean, literally. So given that some of those bureaus have data dissemination as a core purpose, bureaus like the Census, Patent and Trademark Office, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they've been publishing data long before it was cool. And so with that history, you have organizations, people that have been leading that effort for some time. I'm very excited to be working in partnership with Steve Cooper, who's the CIO of Commerce. There are a number of CIOs within the bureaus, information security officers. All of them have a core purpose, but even within Commerce, each bureau is doing this differently. So my role will be to provide support, to empower those individuals that have specific requests, and also to provide a department-wide set of strategies, processes, tools, and direction.
And what will your role be in the stewardship of data to make sure that it's maintained with integrity, that it's in machine-readable formats, that it's moved to the right platform so that it is accessible and all that part?
There's a lot. When it comes to the data ecosystem, you tend to find the use cases, and this is driven by our own knowledge of our customers. Data tends to fall into three buckets. You have the discovery problem, the data use, and then how data drives insights. And so can I find the data? Do I know what it means? Can I integrate it into my own life or my own products? And then how do I drive action? Those three categories have a different set of needs. The search problem is still not solved. It's hard to find the data that we need to power products, drive business growth, and even answer some basic questions like, well, you think of classic use cases from the census. Basic population questions are really important and sometimes hard to answer given the question. And so my role is to look at each of those three and see what are the opportunities, what's working really well, what are our customers, our citizen customers asking for, and then how can we do more to empower those customers.
Now, if you look at NOAA and Census, for example, to take two big ones,
yep,
they have totally different types of data gathered in totally different types of ways. You know, some are on platforms, as you say, on the ocean, below the ocean, up in space, and some is, you know, from the surveys that the Census does extensively. Is there any common thread that connects the way data should be handled by a federal agency that is so diverse?
Yeah, there are definitely common threads. A lot of the threads are driven by industry standards. There are some, for the data geeks out there, some basic protocols. We know what good data looks like, and there are certain characteristics and qualities that go along with that. And so given the examples of Census and NOAA, even though their data resources are extremely diverse and very large and historic, there are good principles to practice. For example, complying with industry standards, having the data be machine readable in open formats, having the data be of high quality with great metadata, which for a lot of folks, people don't necessarily know or care about what metadata is. But the truth is, it's extremely important to be able to define the information and help folks understand what they're really using and consuming. And so those principles are not just drawn by industry, but also through executive order from the president. In terms of the similarities between organizations like NOAA and Census, practicing and deploying those best practices from industry help us inside government as well as our ability to serve our customers. There are examples in terms of a data inventory or helping with the discovery of assets for great platforms like data.gov. Data.gov is a great discovery tool, regardless of whether it is big data from NOAA or historic data from the census. And the structure around that is a type of interoperability, a type of standard that will help folks actually use this information.
We're speaking with Ian Kalin. He's the newly appointed chief data officer at the Commerce Department. A big issue in big data these days and analysis of data is incorporating some of the unstructured data that might be useful to go with the structured data. So there's new forms of databases and so forth, but it's got to be captured in some manner. And so how does that fall under your purview to see what might be around the different agencies, different bureaus that's unstructured that could also be useful data if it would somehow be able to be made available in the way that the structured data is?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it relates to the reality of this world that we live in. You know, people and businesses and industries are diverse, and the data reflects that. And so when it comes to unstructured solutions, you know, there are some fantastic innovations in the world of big data science that are being deployed in new ways within government, and actually there are a number of great tools created by government projects that are equivalently being deployed in the private sector. But I'll take a great example of showing how this really works is with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They have this really innovative partnership program that they are pursuing. It's a type of joint venture. It's in the request for information stage. And basically, they're saying, look, we have a lot of data that we're not even beginning to publish for any number of reasons. A lot of it is the unstructured description that you gave. The number of industries today that rely on this weather and meteorological information is only a small fraction of the total amount that NOAA actually hosts. So only a small amount is driving great businesses like the Weather Channel and AccuWeather and anything you see basically in most of the mobile apps, or maybe a third of the mobile apps that are probably on your phone. So that sensor and position information, all the satellite infrastructure that goes along with that, that's really complex. So how should we release this? And what are the best ways to share this information? Rather than answer that ourselves, we're going out to the private sector. We're going to businesses and asking them, how do you think we should share this information? What are some of the best ways to approach big data and unstructured data in a way that collaboratively can help us accomplish our public mission, while at the same time empowering businesses to grow and to succeed and to deliver new products and services that are really helpful to people? That example from NOAA, I think, is a fantastic experiment. It's my word, I'll call it an experiment, but I think there's been a lot of great lessons already, and I believe that that model, that process, is a great way to answer some of these questions about, well, what do we do about the big data? What do we do about this unstructured data, and how can we help people?
And if suddenly a market were to develop that's really large for consumption of all of this data, does the Commerce Department have the infrastructure necessary to deliver it to all the people that might want it? In other words, could you envision, say, some sort of a content delivery system where there are cloud replications of the data that you have and be able to feed that market that much more efficiently?
Content delivery is absolutely important. The funny thing about this, of course, is that where the data is generated is not necessarily the best place for it to be consumed. And we see this in the history of the change in the cloud sector and data storage. The economics have just been transformed in the past 10 years. And I believe that it's part of our responsibility within government to say we cannot build everything ourselves. If there's a better solution that's out there, well, we need to find a way to engage with that provider. And from my perspective, I see data as a type of fuel. You know, when you take oil out of the earth, you don't put it directly in your car. It has to be refined. There's storage, there's transportation, there's shipping, there's distribution networks. Data is the same way. When we're generating data in the course of, say, you know, creating a census or issuing a patent, that raw data is probably pretty dirty. And so we need to figure out the right way, not just to store it, but provide it within a distribution and fuel ecosystem so that it can be consumed by the right people at the right time. You know, when you go to your, you know, the local gas station, whoever the company is that owns the gas station wasn't necessarily the one that took the fuel out of the earth, and they're not the ones necessarily storing that fuel. But same thing happens to data. It is probably a whole network that needs to be supported. And generally speaking, from my perspective, at least in the history of libraries of any type, physical or digital, government has had a history of being stronger in the wholesale generation side of that network. There are some fantastic retail examples, but generally speaking, a lot of government data is government generation, not necessarily the front end in your smartphone, you know, at your work computer, data delivery. And whether or not that part of the value chain needs to be strengthened, or whether we go more retail or strengthen the wholesale, that's part of the product-by-product decision that's made by the bureaus.
All right. And I wanted to also ask you, based on your background, a Navy veteran, and you also worked at Socrata and I believe Google.
Yeah.
What was your motivation for coming back into the federal government, clearly not in a military role, but in this new role you've got?
I love public service. I've been daydreaming about an opportunity like this since I was a teenager, to be honest. I mean, every engineer and data geek loves to play with tough problems. We love to dig in and build something collaboratively and make an impact for folks. And my motivation to accept this opportunity is driven by that. This is a really fun gig. There's a lot of great things that can happen here. And the people I've met are some of the most fantastic public servants and inspiring innovators I've ever had the privilege to work with. As you mentioned, my background, I've bounced back and forth from the private sector to versions of the public sector. Perhaps that will continue, but I feel as though I'm part of a team of people who can jump between private, public, nonprofit, military, and take those experiences and translate them between the different sectors. And my colleagues in this space often share that type of background. We're not all just tech folks in the Bay Area. We're not all long-term government employees. There's a lot of transition and knowledge sharing. And the folks I'm working with have made it an absolute joy.